That is wonderful. But what about richer? GMA financial contributor Melody Hobson, the president of Ariel Capital Management, is here to tell us about this. All right, what's the magic in here? It's not just two people coming together and pooling resources.
No, it's not just that, and it's not just situations where there are two incomes. It actually is about the other person often keeping you honest. They may have a different saving style than you do, and they actually keep you on track when it comes to money.
A lot about savings and setting priorities, and one person alone is more likely to spend it.
That's exactly right. One person doesn't have that same discipline as someone else telling you, we really shouldn't do this.
And children make that difference too, then.
Huge difference. Having another person dependent on you financially, either a spouse or a child, really makes you responsible when it comes to money.
So what does a single person do to catch up?
Well, it's interesting. One of my favorite quotes that I have of all time is from Judy Collins, and she says, "As women, we are raised to have rescue fantasies, and I'm here to tell you, no one is coming." There are 54 million single women in this country like me, and oftentimes we delay saving or investing because we think someone will come. And my tip to them, start now, don't wait.
Go ahead and be your own friend.
That's exactly right.
Love yourself.
Love yourself
and start saving the money. I wonder just though, there's a statistic that interests me. On the average, people are getting married 5 years later now than they used to. Women at the age of 25, men at the age of 27. Does that mean that this marriage benefit is going to go down a little bit? Does it matter that you married later or earlier?
Getting married later absolutely affects your finances for the reasons I've already mentioned. Since we delay saving or investing for that husband or wife that'll come along, that'll keep us honest and doing the right thing, we end up not only not putting away that money, but missing those 5 years of that money compounding, which leaves us less well off.
Well, who knew that you were not just marrying for love, you're marrying your conscience. Sometimes, anyway.